All right, so today we're heading down to Brazil.
Brazil, always a fascinating place to explore, especially when it comes to education.
You got it. We're diving into this really interesting study, and it's all about how giving teachers more control, like actual autonomy, can totally shake things up in the classroom.
I'm all ears. We talk a lot about the need for innovation in education, but this idea of teacher-led change, it's powerful stuff.
Exactly. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we got to set the scene, right? So picture this: Brazil, a country that's like really stepped up its game in terms of getting kids into schools.
Right, making education accessible, that's always the crucial first step.
Totally. But here's the catch. While they've nailed the whole access thing, when it comes to the quality of education, well, that's a whole other story.
And that's what makes this study so interesting. It's like, okay, we've got kids in classrooms, but what happens next? How do we make sure they're actually learning?
Okay, so we're talking about Brazil. But this study zooms in on one particular state, Rio Grande do Norte. They've got some unique challenges when it comes to education.
Yeah, and the numbers paint a pretty stark picture, right?
Yeah.
This state consistently scores low on those national education indexes. We're talking about things like high dropout rates and just overall lower student performance.
It's like they're hitting a wall when it comes to improving those outcomes, right?
It's tough. And one of the biggest issues they've identified is this incredibly high teacher turnover rate. Get this, 30% of teachers leave their schools every single year.
Whoa, 30%! That's huge. I mean, think about the disruption that causes for students. How can they build any kind of momentum with that level of inconsistency?
Exactly. And for teachers, too. It creates this constant churn, makes it hard to build a strong school culture when you're constantly welcoming new faces.
It's like they're desperate for a solution that sticks, something that addresses those root causes,
Right.
right?
Absolutely. And that's where this program we're diving into comes in. It's called the Pedagogical Innovation Project, or PIP for short. And what's so cool about it is that instead of taking this top-down approach, like forcing a prepackaged solution on these schools,
Which, let's be honest, rarely works long term.
right. Instead, the folks behind PIP were like, hey, teachers, you're the ones in the trenches, day in and day out with these kids. You know what they need.
It's about time someone asked them,
I
right?
know. And they didn't just stop at asking. They actually backed it up with resources and support.
Okay, so how did it actually work? Did they just give teachers a blank check and say, go innovate?
Not quite. They had a more structured approach, which I think is key. They provided teachers with continuous support from mentors. These were folks who could really guide them through the process of designing and implementing these innovative projects.
It's like they provided a framework for innovation, not just a free-for-all.
Exactly. And let's not forget the financial piece. They knew that teachers couldn't work miracles without any resources, so they provided grants to help schools actually put these teacher-designed projects into action.
Okay, so they're giving teachers autonomy, support, and resources. I'm already intrigued, but I gotta know, did it work? All right, you've got me on the edge of my seat. What kind of remarkable results did this program achieve?
Well, they decided to pilot this program across a few different grade levels, but its impact was most significant in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. That's such a pivotal year for kids. They're going through so many transitions, not just academically with the move to middle school, but also socially and emotionally.
You're right. It's a year where things can really go either way for students. We often see higher rates of kids falling behind or even dropping out in sixth grade, so it's a fascinating age group to focus on.
For sure. Okay, so they implemented this teacher-led approach in this make-or-break year for a lot of students. What happened?
The results were pretty astounding. For starters, they saw huge improvements in standardized test scores across all subjects.
Okay, but give me some context here. What does that actually mean for these kids? Were they just squeaking by or making substantial leaps?
These weren't marginal gains. We're talking about students essentially getting half a year's worth of extra learning in a single year just from this program. Think about that for a second. That means students in this program are making leaps and bounds in their learning compared to their peers. It's like they've been gifted extra time to grasp these crucial concepts.
That's incredible. It really highlights the potential of this kind of approach, right? But did those learning gains translate into any tangible long-term benefits? I mean, were these kids able to stay in school?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the study's findings there are even more encouraging. They discovered that passing rates in grade 6 shot up by a whopping 13% after PIP was implemented.
13%. Now, those are some serious results. What was driving that kind of improvement?
A big part of it seems to be a significant reduction in students having to repeat the grade. Remember we talked about how grade repetition is a major red flag? It's one of the biggest predictors of whether a student will eventually drop out. So by helping these kids succeed early on, they're setting them up for a much brighter future.
It's like a domino effect. Preventing that first domino from falling can make all the difference. But what about the teachers? Did this program have any impact on that dismal 30% turnover rate we talked about earlier?
That's where things get really interesting. While the study didn't directly set out to measure teacher motivation, the data tells a fascinating story. Among sixth grade teachers, there was a remarkable 15.5% increase in teacher retention after PIP was implemented. This was especially true in schools that had really struggled with high turnover before.
So not only were the students thriving, but it seems like the teachers were feeling more supported and valued too. That makes sense. They finally had a voice in shaping their classrooms and making a real difference in their students' lives.
Right. It really speaks to the power of autonomy and how when we empower teachers to lead, we unleash a wave of positive change that benefits everyone.
It makes you wonder what other hidden factors might be contributing to these incredible results.
Absolutely. And thankfully, the researchers dug a little deeper to try and understand what was really driving these positive changes. It turns out there are a few really interesting mechanisms at play.
Okay, spill it. What were some of these aha moments the researchers uncovered? I'm dying to know what's really making this program tick.
Well, one of the things that really stood out was how this program changed the whole vibe in the classroom. You see, when teachers were given the freedom to design their own projects, they came up with some really creative and engaging stuff.
Oh, I remember you mentioning something about robotics classes and school radio shows.
Exactly. And it wasn't just a one-off thing either. They found that teachers across the board were coming up with these innovative hands-on projects, things like student-run newspapers, school gardens, even mock trials and debates.
Wow, talk about bringing learning to life. That's a far cry from the textbook drills I remember from my school days.
Right. And the best part, this shift to more active project-based learning seemed to have a ripple effect. It wasn't just about what students were learning, but how they were learning.
Okay, now you've got me really intrigued. What kind of ripple effect are we talking about here?
Well, the study found that students in the program showed some pretty remarkable improvements in areas like conscientiousness and extroversion.
Really? I wouldn't have necessarily connected those dots, but it makes sense when you think about it. When you're genuinely excited about what you're learning, when you feel like you have a voice and a stake in it, it's only natural to become more engaged, more invested in the process.
Precisely. And we can't underestimate the importance of context either. See, PIP's success stemmed in part from its ability to empower teachers to address the unique challenges of their specific schools and students.
So it's like a tailored approach, recognizing that one size doesn't fit all in education.
Exactly. The mentors working with these teachers, they observed firsthand the unique needs of sixth graders in this particular school system. Things that a more rigid top-down approach would miss entirely.
It's like that old saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Or in this case, give teachers the tools and support they need and they'll transform their classrooms and empower their students for a lifetime of learning.
I love that. And, you know, it's easy to get swept up in the heartwarming stories and the impressive test scores. But what I find truly compelling about this study is the potential long-term impact, especially when you consider the economic implications. The researchers actually did some calculations, and their analysis suggests that participating in PIP could increase a student's future earnings by $7,000 to $13,000.
Wait, are you serious? That's a game changer. To think that empowering teachers could have such a profound ripple effect on these students' futures is incredible. What's the magic formula behind those numbers?
It's twofold. First, you have the direct impact of those learning gains leading to better job opportunities down the line. These kids are entering the workforce with a stronger foundation and a greater capacity for learning, which opens up more doors for them. And second, by reducing grade repetition, PIP is increasing the likelihood that these students stay in school longer, which has a whole other set of economic benefits.
It's incredible to think that a program like this could have such a profound impact, not just on individual students, but on entire communities. This wasn't just about improving test scores. It was about improving lives. And I think it all started by trusting teachers and giving them the freedom to innovate.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? If this kind of teacher-led approach can work in Brazil, could it be adapted for other contexts, too? Could it be the key to unlocking student potential in other parts of the world facing similar challenges? Food for thought.
It certainly is. This deep dive has given us so much to think about. What are some of the biggest takeaways you hope our listeners walk away with today?
For me, it boils down to this. When we empower teachers, invest in their development, and create space for them to innovate, incredible things can happen. We have to move beyond these rigid top-down models and trust the expertise of those on the front lines. They hold the key to unlocking student potential.
I couldn't agree more. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes the most impactful solutions are the ones that empower individuals closest to the challenges to be the drivers of change. Thanks for diving into this research with me. It's been eye-opening.
The pleasure was all mine. Until next time.